Father, we pray that grace abounds in this class, the eyes of each one's understanding flooded with light. Thank you for these great men and women of God, a people that you have called by grace and positioned to serve your purpose in these end times. We rejoice that as we study tonight, light shines in our hearts and in our minds. By the end of this class, we'll all be the better for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, our vision again is to reintroduce Jesus to this generation, equipping the believer to know who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, and what Christ can do through you. That's what drives us. That's the vision that keeps us going all the time, the vision that keeps us kicking day and night. And I tell you, we just keep enjoying what Christ has done because we are beneficiaries of what he has done for us. All right, today we're looking at week 14. Pastor Sean, am I right? Week 14 is today.
Yes, Baba.
I'm going to do a week 14 because last week the class wasn't too clear for you guys. My guys tried to see if they can make up for my absence. But you know, there's no way you can make up for my absence. No matter what substitute you use, people will still know I'm not there. If it's not Panadol, it can never be Panadol, they say in Nigeria. So we're going to hit that class right now. All right, so let's go. Joshua learned how to succeed in ministry. Joshua learned how to succeed in ministry. A basic ingredient was recognizing how important it is to take instructions and not to attempt to reinvent the wheel. How important it is to take instructions and not to attempt to reinvent the wheel. I try to switch off my video so that I won't be a distraction to anybody. Not to attempt to reinvent the wheel. As we saw earlier in this study, we saw that Moses' servant in spirit and in truth was Joshua. He was Moses' servant in spirit and in truth. Exodus chapter 24, verse 13. Exodus chapter 24, verse 13. And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua. And Moses went up into the mount of God. Now, an eye service mentee or associate, but he was a genuine one. Joshua was not an eye service mentor. He was not an eye service associate, but a genuine one. Paul spoke concerning this when he was speaking about Timothy in Philippians chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. Philippians chapter 2, verse 20 to 21. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. He was not a fame seeker, but an obedient and truthful associate, unlike hypocrites and those who are in ministry as eye service. In the book of Philippians 2:12, Brother Paul said, wherefore, my beloved, Philippians 2:12, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. There are many who turn their backs at your instruction the minute they are on their own or you're not around them. Even elders, because Brother Paul said this to the church in Ephesus, Acts chapter 20, verse 29 and verse 30. Acts chapter 20, verse 29 and verse 30. For I know this, that after my departing, also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Timothy was not like this. Joshua definitely too was not. He hung on to Joshua Moses' instruction like God's. Please take down this. Fans are known for liking what you teach, not necessarily practicing them. Fans are known, F-A-N, for liking what you teach, not necessarily practicing them. Church members are known oftentimes for believing it, but sons and true associates will always go beyond doctrine. Sons and true associates go beyond doctrine alone. They follow your instructions. Where there are genuine sons, where there are genuine associates, they will not only follow your doctrine, but they will follow your instructions and they will follow your manner of life. That's Joshua for you, and that's Timothy for you. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15, Brother Paul will say to Timothy, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. This was not meditation on revelation knowledge, but rather the instructions that Paul gave him. This is not revelation knowledge meditation. It is meditation on the instructions that Paul gave him. For ministers, this instruction is the key to success in ministry. Please don't miss that. For ministers of the gospel, instruction is the key to success to ministry. Good doctrine aided by good obedience to instruction. Good doctrine that is aided by good obedience to instructions. Let's look at Joshua more closely. Joshua 1:7. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So, Joshua must stick to Moses' instructions to succeed, because God kept referring him to Moses, and he was wise to follow and to follow well. See this also about him. Joshua 11:15. As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. He left nothing undone. He did not try to reinvent the wheel, to say something new, to try to be his own man. He simply stayed on track, always on track. Now let's observe the result of this. In Joshua chapter 3, verse 7, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. God magnifies faithful men. Don't miss that. God magnifies faithful men. God magnifies faithful men. Ability always comes with faithfulness. Ability always comes with faithfulness. Ability always comes with sticking to instructions. Sticking to instruction. Sticking to instructions. Just like Paul rightly said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Notice the term same of me, faithful men. Same of me, faithful men who shall be able. Their being able is after they are faithful. They are faithful, then they are able. They are faithful, then they are able. Their being able is after they are faithful, and not that they were able before they were faithful. And not that they were able before they were faithful. Joshua knew this plain spiritual principle. He followed Moses' instruction manual to the letter. Number one, Joshua had the spirit of wisdom too. He had the spirit of wisdom. Deuteronomy 34:9. Yet, he was wise not to step aside instruction. The same thing as Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:14. 2 Timothy 1:14. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. So Joshua followed Moses' instruction till his last breath. In Joshua 8:35. In Joshua chapter 8, verse 35. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read, not before all the congregation of Israel with the women and little ones, and the strangers that were conversant among them. Not a word. Not a word. Observe, Joshua kept referring to Moses. In Joshua 11:23, Joshua is referring to Moses. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. And the land rested from war. Joshua 11:23.
Baba, your voice is fading, sir.
Yes, Pastor Shehu.
Okay, sir.
We are flowing in the spirit here.
Yes, Baba. I'm only imagining.
You can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
This is exclusive between me and Pastor Fola alone.
I understand.
All right. Joshua 23, verse 6. Now, he kept quoting Moses, even though he, not Moses, had the privilege of leading the nation into the promised land. Joshua kept quoting Moses, even till the last day of Joshua being on earth. He kept quoting Moses. In Joshua chapter 22, verse 5, I want to read it. But take diligent heed to the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart, and with all your soul. On the distribution of lands to the children of Israel, he did not say the spirit of wisdom told me. Rather, he distributed the land according to all that Moses told me. He kept quoting Moses, even though he, not Moses, had the privilege of leading the nation into the promised land. Now, write this down. Success did not define him. Obedience defined him. Success did not define him. Obedience defined him. Some will have jettisoned all this as soon as their ministry became prominent, but not Joshua and Timothy. Not Joshua and Timothy. They were faithful sons. They served their spiritual parents till the end. I'm not surprised for Joshua, because God already told Joshua. God already said about Joshua and Caleb. He said all the others will not enter the promised land except Joshua and Caleb, because they have followed me fully. When you see a man that in natural matters, anything he starts, he must finish. Anything, no matter how mundane, he must finish. That is the characteristics of a man that can be loyal to something to the end. Even in physical matters, you can tell loyal people. They are not people that abandon ship. They don't do things on time, but when they finally agree to do something, even if they are dying, they will die with it. Those are the kind of people we're talking about. And that is the training ministry gives us. Ministry gives us the training of sticking to something no matter how it hurts. Sticking to something. That's one of the things the materialistic gospel preachers are confused about, because they know that once they have watched me over the years, you know that once I believe in something and I say I'm doing this thing, I'll do it to its logical conclusion. And that training is critical for all of us in ministry, that we were able to stay loyal and committed. We're able to be faithful, faithful, and faithful, and faithful to the end. People that always start something and jump ship, start something, jump ship, start something, jump ship. Anything they do, that's how it follows them. Even ministry, they can't be loyal in one place. Sometimes God has called them. Then they will carry people and destroy the people. Then they will change again. Then they will move into something else. They cannot be consistent. Somebody that used to be a coordinator in Power City decided to jump ship and took some people and left to go and start her own ministry. I was just sharing yesterday with Pastor Fola here. That was in America eating with Pastor Philemon. Pastor Philemon showed me a chart that the person sent. And the person is saying that he left Power City and followed the other person out of sentiment. And now his life is wrecked. He wants to come back to Power City. Can Pastor Philemon please connect him with me? And that it's not only him, all of them that left Power City and followed her to start that church, their lives are wrecked. And that as he's chatting now, he was chatting. His marriage is no more together because his home is wrecked. His wife has left. And others are left with him. All of them, their marriages are gone. They are all stranded. They cannot survive without hearing my teachings because that leader they followed had nothing to offer. And so she took them out of Power City and destroyed their lives and kept them stranded. And I always say, people that are not consistent, it is a risk for you to put your life in their hands. Because they will damage you anyway and dump you. Because they are not committed to anything. They are only committed to their stomach. Their stomach is their object of worship. They are committed to their stomach. And they are committed to themselves. They are committed to no one else. You know, so loyalty is critical. See Joshua to the end. Even in chapter 22. When his ministry has become global, Joshua was now the man on the scene. Moses was long gone. All he needed to do was just remove the signboard, throw it away, and put his name. Joshua Ministries International. But he never did. He stuck. He kept saying, remember what God told us through his servant Moses. That touched me the first day I discovered it. Do you know that in Joshua 22, Joshua is already rounding off his ministry? This is his last public ministry. And hear what he's telling them. But take diligent heed to the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you. This is the last day of his ministry. All his references are Moses, Moses, Moses. The same thing with Timothy. And those are lessons we must emulate. Those are things we must develop in life and ministry so that we can endure. We can build legacies that will outlive us. Because the grace of God upon the life of any minister is supposed to be transgenerational. It's supposed to be seen from generation to generation. The grace of God is not supposed to expire with the departure of a minister. The grace is supposed to be there and affect generations to come. Because if it is God, God doesn't do temporal things. What God does are eternal. He kept Moses quoting Moses. Success didn't define him. See that? In that same Joshua chapter 22, 23, verse 6, he says, be therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. This was a few weeks to his departure. He still had his servant's heart. He kept talking of Moses' instructions. No wonder he was such a phenomenon until the very end. See? In Joshua 4:14, on the day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. So it is vital for young ministers to take instructions as critical as they do doctrinal matters. Instructions. Bible says, take fast hold of instruction, for she is your life. Your life as a preacher depends on taking heed to instruction. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. When you listen to instructions given to you by your leader, your pastor, or your spiritual father, You're giving yourself the leeway to prosper. You're giving yourself the leeway to prosper. In 1 Timothy 4:15, Brother Paul says to Timothy, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. And he's talking about instructions. Give yourself wholly to them. Write down these things said to you. Think through them. If it's prophecies, take note and act upon them. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, Paul says to Timothy, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. They are just as vital as knowing who you are in Christ, those instructions. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, he says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. So since God has always and will always use men, obeying men is obeying God. Obeying men is obeying God. And I'm talking about the man God has sent to you. The man God has sent to you. Assignment for the week before I enter the next course. Assignment for the week. Number one. A minister of the gospel must be his own man. That's a quote. A minister of the gospel must be his own man. God speaks to him uniquely. As every minister has individual contributions for the church. God speaks to him uniquely. As every minister has individual contributions for the church. Let me go over that one again. A minister of the gospel must be his own man. God speaks to him uniquely as every minister has individual contributions for the church. Under that A, did Joshua have such a unique ministry as established from this teaching? B, support your view with other examples of similar ministers in this teaching. Question two, what was the major virtue we can imbibe from Joshua's ministry? What was the major virtue we can imbibe from Joshua's ministry? Question three, what was Joshua to meditate upon? What was Joshua to meditate upon? Were there similar ministers who were told to do the same in this teaching? That's course 14. Lesson 15. Lesson 15. Joshua was a very good student. Joshua was a very good student. Every leader must always be a good student. Every leader must always be a good student. 2 Timothy 3:14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Knowing of whom thou hast learned. A very critical part of such learning is the spirit of faith. And this is not just about knowing doctrine. This will be found in your attitude. This will be found in your attitude. Earlier on, this attitude distinguished Joshua amongst the crowd. It distinguished Joshua among the crowd. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 6. Numbers 14, 6. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunne, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. He didn't try to flow with popular views. The background is just Numbers 14, 24 and 30. Numbers 14, 24 and verse 30. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Verse 30. Doubtless, you shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, save Caleb, the son of Jephunne, and Joshua, the son of Nun. This was the spirit of faith. Moses had the same spirit of faith. Moses had the same spirit of faith. In Hebrews 11, 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. This was not just in his confession, but seen always in the persistent attitude he had towards God's word to see it fulfilled, which can be termed faithfulness. A child of the faith of God. That's what Moses was properly called. A child of the faith of God. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5, and Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. For a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. Joshua was an example of these two. He was amidst a faithless generation. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 20. Deuteronomy 32, verse 20. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. They had faith, but refused to have his spirit, that God's word will come to pass against all odds. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, he says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not be mixed with faith in them that heard it. So they were termed an erring generation. They were termed an erring generation. Hebrews 3:10, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Joshua stood out and caught the spirit of faith of Moses. He took God's word above all else, not to be adjusted to present realities. He took the word of God. Now let's view the utterances of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verse 11. Joshua chapter 1, verse 11. Pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Notice no buts or ifs. He was a man of faith. He was a man of faith. He must have learned it watching Moses. So he repeated the miracles and even more. He knew faith via teaching and experience. Joshua knew faith via teaching and experience. He knew faith via teaching. In Exodus 17, 9 to 10. Exodus 17, 9 to 10. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Verse 13, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. This is vital in mentoring. The learner must put things to practice. You must put the things we are teaching you to practice. That is how to have the spirit of faith. And this is different from getting saved. Jesus did the same to his disciples. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. They experienced real faith. It had its own flip sides. They needed Jesus' intervention sometimes. In Matthew 17:16. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? We know the background of that story. Yet Jesus taught them with rebuke. They must have caught it afterwards, as they seemed to do more with such boldness. Joshua too had Moses correct him and showed him things how they are done. In Numbers 11:28 to 30. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my Lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said unto him, envious thou for my sake? Will God that all the prophets were all the lost people were prophets? And the Lord will put his spirit upon them. Verse 30, and Moses got him into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. This was faith in action, not just in words. And that is critical in this day and age. To ensure you are there to see. Many things are taught. A good number are caught. Today, Timothy had a personal experience with Paul. In 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that I was heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. He walked with him and saw things not just via later. In Acts 16:4-5. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them with decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders, which are Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. He must have caught things in the process. This only happens when we have had vital experience via training. The spirit of faith is caught. We become rugged, faithful, and produce results. Joshua will thus be awarded or accorded tremendous regard in history. The spirit of faith. In Hebrews 11:2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. By it the elders obtained a good report. He learned seeing Moses. I'm talking about Joshua. In Hebrews 11:30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down, and they were compassed about 7 days. So now Joshua knew how to use faith on his own. It's sure pace to learn and be available to catch the spirit. Take down the announcements for today's class. Question number one, what can be termed the spirit of faith within this teaching? How was this received? What can be termed the spirit of faith in this series? How can this or was this received? Highlight the role of being physically present. That's question two. The role of being physically present to be trained as seen in Joshua's case. Highlight the role of being physically present to be trained as seen in Joshua's case. Cite other examples of this. That's the second assignment for this week. Cite other examples of this. Glory to God. Father, I pray for this class. Thank you for every student of this academy. You're building an army of men and women that will defend the integrity and the legacy of the truth. I pray that grace abound towards each one student, that each of you is enriched in all things. You continue to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. You're fruitful unto every good work. Ministry finds expression through you. You have boldness. You are full of the Spirit. You serve God's purpose and you serve your world. It is well with you. Grace abounds. I decree that through you, through your ministry, through you, the mandate of Christ goes louder and louder all over the nations. I call all of you battle axes and weapons of war, that with you, God will continue to disarm darkness and bring men to the glorious light of the gospel. I decree that ministry prospers in your hands. You serve God's purpose. You live the fullness of God's plan for your life. And in the name of Jesus, you continue to serve and live for the gospel of Christ. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.